Post-secondary education. It would require local, state, federal, and agency.
There you go.
Okay. Contact Fair out of Washington, D.C. Just contact me. My number is 203-305.
There was a bill put forth by a good friend of mine, Sandy Adams, and she and I worked very hard over the last two years, to try and pass several pieces of legislation that dealt with making sure state contractors used E-Verify. It is the one tool that is out there that we can, at the state level, make sure that at least people getting state dollars use E-Verify. And once again, it did not pass. We are 2 weeks away from the end of session. The bill was heard in one committee. At least this year, it got a hearing, it got one committee hearing. It was then, it was was then re-referred to four more committees. Now there are 2 weeks left. This is not going to happen. Again, we need to stay united. You need to talk to your state legislators, your state senators, and tell them how important this is that we pass E-Verify and we make sure that at least the money the state is spending is going to legal or first. Once again, right here in Palm Beach County, we have had another instance where our dollars are going to pay the health care costs of someone here illegally who was hurt. And he has already consumed over $500,000 worth of health care costs and now is suing the employer. And the question is, of course, did the employer know he was illegal? He had an illegal Social Security card, and then he had a real Social Security card with a fake name on it. So there's a big lawsuit now. I think everybody needs to be very aware of this. It's going to go on in the courts right now. And I hope our courts will stand firm and not give him the benefits and the money that he wants. He wants, he could easily go back to Mexico and receive the care he needs in Mexico. We have a socialized medical system and he would get the care he needs. You and I should not be paying for this. He is here illegal to start with. The employer hired him. Whether or not he knew he was legal or illegal, we don't know. But we, you and I, taxpayers, should not be paying for his health care costs, and he should not be allowed to stay here in order to sue the employer. We are facing right now a very critical time frame. The U.S. Congress is, in the next year, is going to be taking up the issue of amnesty. We are, there is going to be some legal status given to about 15 million illegals that are here in this country. We have to make sure that every single